I want to start.
Whenever I stop my heel twice.
I want to start.
I was just thinking of walking.
I have to walk online in my special area of the computer.
Okay.
Write everything I'm doing research on. I want to start doing research on these procreators or whatever the world they were called, like, and the various biological. I will note in my journal that I'm curious about the ship and start doing research on the ship too.
Okay.
So I'm very blatant if anyone's trying to bug what I'm doing about that I'm researching what we're doing and I'm researching the ship. And, I get as much information as I can on both.
We could trap the first mate sidearms.
And in my journal, I make it obvious that it's all due to curiosity, which should be pretty easy since I am curious.
Sure. We could, trap his main battle rifle.
Oh, no, because he wouldn't be using that. He'd use a sidearm on the main battle rifle when we wanted to be effective.
So Kolath is the guy who had the ship brought to Maronite. Yeah. Is that the old log said? I get all these Klingon names confused.
I
decided my name's Evan, Kevin.
Klonger. What was it? No, I didn't say it wrong. I'm Klon, anyway. I came up with one for you, too.
Names?
I think it should be Clang.
Clang and Clong.
That's just comical. We don't want to be comical.
Says the guy who pulled out of hair.
He was comical.
He dipped your wings.
Exactly.
In blood wine.
I didn't have wings. I had cock. You still dipped your cock. Everyone knows it's just untoward. Can't believe you dipped your cock.
Live cock. In blood wine. There's nothing more Klingon than that.
What's your cock?
That's the one. That's their, like, their, I don't know, appetizer. Instead of wings, they eat cock.
You meant to do this high pierce thing, which drove people mad that we captured, killed them, and ate them. Klingon delicates. Yeah. Real damage.
There was lots of different bugs, wasn't there?
It was just one bug.
The Lion Corporation.
Klingon Federation.
Before the Feds had it.
Well, interesting enough, I record all in my journal. I make occasional hard copies.
Yeah. So we planted something on one of our old guys, just to cover our searching, some of you think?
I would think so.
Alright. Just in case anybody covers and busts us, we can say, we've already been discovered this spot.
Take the fall.
That's a good idea, Donald. And besides, you can talk yourself on anything. Don't you see what I'm saying?
You do that with such flair. So how many times have you had to do that?
Too many.
The scary thing is he's just a flabby guy.
Sure, it works in certain parts of Crystal.
Okay. So eventually you arrive at Miriam 9. There are...
The ship's going to Miriam 9?
Yeah.
Yep. Which is basically where they bought the ship from. Basically, Dixie went bust. The Klingons captured it. Klingons took it to Miriam 9, and Richmond Enterprises bought it from the Klingons on Miriam 9, basically.
And possibly the prisoners in there.
Yeah. The prisoners that were captured with the ship are probably all on Miriam 9.
Well, Lantos has human slaves as well. Just
what do we care about them? It was slaves. There were slaves everywhere. You can't free them all.
I'm with you. I'm just saying.
Well, that's, you know, but if we make that our goal, we can episode after episode.
All right. True. Okay. So you arrive, there are ten Klingon warships of various sizes orbiting the planet. Looks like two groups.
Is that what you're getting?
Yeah.
Two groups what?
Two groups of three small warships. Mm-hmm. One group of three medium warships with from House Duras. Yeah, someone else. One large warship of House Duras.
Okay.
So,
how many satellites are there?
Okay, so there's a little trio, a medium-sized trio, and the big giraffe ship. The big giraffe ship is associated with the medium-sized trio.
Did you have one?
Or no trio?
No. Three others, and then one.
I couldn't find my spare, and then...
Okay, so those are the three factions of all the little ones, the three medium ones, and then the one big one. Okay.
So the other, there's a Duras, and then the other two factions are
allies.
Allies of the Duras. Okay.
But she was worried that even if she went to work, it may not be there. But I know there's one on my laptop at work, so she could take that one at least.
Okay, well, you got to start putting out now, too.
So, oh. Yeah.
Yeah. Practically got a date.
Apparently.
Bye, girl.
Shannon,
you know, Todd was making eyes towards you, and Shannon said, go ahead and take her on a date.
Hey. Like, go to the Federation.
While you were there. And you didn't have a problem with that.
So, Thomas, you know, she picked up in a limousine, and you go to, like, you know, a really nice restaurant. And then, you know, clubbing afterwards.
Clubbing again?
Wow, that's high class.
And, so, you know, he puts some booze on you.
Okay.
Think of the Federation.
You're in
this. Think of the Queen.
So,
or do you want to do anything?
How, between in country, too.
How did the interview thing go? Was I basically portrayed as the bimbo assistant?
Well, yeah. Yeah. He did this.
Yeah. Yeah. And Shannon's portrayed as a geneticist who's going to verify some DNA on some subjects that they're dealing with.
Okay.
And they said that you basically nod your head and take notes and wouldn't say anything.
Okay.
You did this a lot.
It must.
Surely.
You know, he tries to impress you with, like, you know, all the cool things.
Okay.
It must. It's off the bus.
Hurrah, my little baby, hurrah.
I know that they will grow.
Wow.
Actually, the one that I've wanted to remember for a long time is the one that ends with Lenny and Squeaky singing, "Here Come the Firemen to Get the Fire Wet." Hey! That one, that's when Laverne was dating that fireman. And those are the, you know, ones that suck.
I don't recall that one.
Okay.
So,
does the first mate carry a sidearm?
Yes.
How about the captain?
Yes. Chief engineer.
And he's good. So, who is this guy exactly? He's the vice president of something in the company, or?
Yeah, he's the son of the owner.
Okay.
Reassigning.
Guess what he's thinking.
Yeah, I don't think I need to do that.
Yeah, you're supposed to, by the way, you know, on the
she'll be thinking.
You know, read minds at will.
Are you supposed to be that saggy?
No, she's pretty young.
She looks better in the bra.
Okay, so.
Molly's still young for
turn out of here?
I guess we,
I use parts where I'll pass.
Get him drunk and find out what he knows.
You're gonna get him drunk. Yeah, that's what he's thinking.
Like a drinking contest.
Kind of weird drinking contest that we're trying to do.
Each one's trying to get the other drunk.
Each one's trying not to drink.
You're not trying to drink.
Yes.
Not over much, no.
Okay, so that would be...
Well, last time didn't you get drunk on one?
Con?
Con.
Was
no.
Okay. You had one.
I was very social at the academy. I was at all the parties.
Party girl.
You know,
everyone knew.
Reading his mind for if only she drinks the drunken champ or the drug champagne.
That tells you when to switch the champagne.
That's true. I will.
Danger sense.
Yeah, danger sense. Kick in there.
It's not dangerous.
I will. Would it be empathy or telepathy to sort of try to get a feeling for whether he actually knows anything worth finding out? I mean, is he just the, you know, is he a figurehead, you know, nepotism guy, or is he actually involved in the company? Would he even know something that's worth
a
blue
So I can
do
yeah.
like the.
We're on the Dixie
Lady. The implication was that you going out with him might have something to do with you guys' ability to get the job.
Oh, okay.
Slash do your mission.
Okay.
So you can make a telepathy roll, too.
Okay.
Yeah. Talk about
the.
Which
would
be
actually
smart.
Okay.
Well, I don't think that's a mistake.
Can you read this? Execution.
We're on the Dixie Lady, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Has the warp shuttle attached to Dixie Lady blew
yes.
up? We both have stayed.
I was skimming through and I thought Dixie Lady blew up.
Oh my god, we're dead!
Well, you dead right now.
Kill ship, kill ship!
Well, I thought maybe it's just, you know, it's
Late.
Let's go back to the whole sentence.
Okay.
Yeah, you listen to me, you know. You listen to me. No, a fair amount. It just doesn't really care about it.
Okay.
So you can publish information.
Right.
Well, let's see.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'll do that,
yeah.
You know.
So, make a charm roll.
Okay.
You get 25% of the information
see how much
per base.
The other person is.
And I'll, you know, try to play the, you know, impressed by, you know.
His business acumen. Information.
Right, business acumen. Secret, you know, secret business stuff. It's all fascinating and manly.
Okay.
Wow, man, she's good.
Okay.
What am I rolling?
Charm her. Give him a free drink.
Extra. I get an extra wild die.
Wild die.
Not that it helped. No. 6, 7, 8, 9.
Okay. Make a sleight of hand.
What the hell is that?
Not drink.
Yes, don't
drink.
Coordination?
Coordination.
Sure, he doesn't mind if you also dribble it down your chest.
Oops. Funnel it.
Funnel
it? Where?
Hey, 4 is the first cutoff.
Yep. And then... Information... Interrogation.
Yeah, Dave.
So how about persuasion?
I got interrogation. You do?
What's under?
Oh, God. I have persuasion.
How high is your interrogation?
That's up.
What's it under?
I don't know.
Yeah, use persuasion.
I don't think you've got
it. Say I have it.
Can I make it like my own character?
That's good. Whatever you're doing.
13.
Okay, yeah, I have it. I guess when I was interrogating you, I thought I had it.
Good at everything but that fight at hand. You get lots of information, but you don't remember Marty.
Exactly.
You get all the information. You wrote it down, too, just in case, and then accidentally lost it.
Wrote it and come on your back.
I think I use one of those special lights that light it up.
Two mirrors.
Showers twice.
Right on my back with your finger.
That's not your
finger. No, your finger.
Go shower.
True.
We shower, let's see what's all your
wake up next morning. By yourself, naked, hotel room.
Okay.
Oh, that's right. We're all
nice. Someone's banging on the door, so they have to take you over to the baseboard. And,
okay. Does he remember anything?
Intellect plus logic. Yeah. Logic.
He does notice his earrings have left scrape marks in his ankle.
He doesn't understand how that works.
Wow. You remember him telling you guys about
how they
deal with the Klingon, the Klingon governor, where they got the spaceship chief from him.
Okay.
And now they're going to do, get some sonic technology. Technological proof crop.
Okay.
From there. And, they did ask something about, you know, where he got the ship. The crew, the previous crew,
who was?
We put a good labor camp.
Uh-huh. Okay. Cool. Hey, conveniently, that's the planet I studied.
No, that was the planet I studied.
Merlane.
No, the other one. Mar.
Yeah, but we're going to Merlane.
Okay.
Apparently, every planet has
But since you did
but Merarda is a prison planet.
Wait, did he say what labor camps?
Nothing.
Did you forget to ask?
No, he just forgot.
Lanto's more of a labor planet.
Remember how he got the scratches on an ankle?
Do you want to remember?
No. You're right.
That work? Involved a bit. That
was it.
Okay, so now we're all.
So now you're on the ship. You're on the planet. There's some Klingon warships around.
Right. Okay. There's the three factions.
All dress allies.
And we're beam down.
So the Klingons are going to beam down, and the scientists are going to beam down. But me and Lou are going to still be on the ship.
Yep.
Okay.
Unless you really want to go down.
No, in that time, there's how many people? We should see everyone on the crew by then, right?
Yeah, we've seen everyone.
So none of the four suspects.
Right.
Okay.
At least none that look right.
Are there any of the crew that look like, of the engineers, that just, you know, look pretty mercenary and just like, you know, not part of, not big company men kind of thing? Not the head of engineering?
That's not too bad.
Yeah.
Oh, mercenary engineers.
Probably half of them.
Basically, what I want to do is
I'm not big company, man.
I want to try and ask about, let's see, the engineer. If any of them know Koth, Ty DeVos.
Okay. Well, other than the captain, first engineer, everybody else is pretty mercenary.
Okay.
So, do you know?
Yeah, I want to.
So you ask them about that kind of stuff?
Yeah. Like, you know, and other people that don't make up names. Well, you know, I know some of them just make up random names and see if they know. You know my guy named Bruce? They call me Bruce. That was a good one.
You know Lou?
I know karate, kung fu, and my other deadly Asian words.
Make a little charm over there.
Six.
They haven't really heard those people. You do get at one point you get one of the random people was down on the planet when they first got the ship.
Uh-huh.
And he remembers before like the big meeting with Klingon as they were going to the office. Some Orion left his office, probably 48 out there. And when, you know, when they went through, they were like chips playing. And stuff.
Okay. And all four of these guys are Orions? For the suspect?
Maybe.
Oh, they've got the Ty DeVos, Ty Vimsar, Vestai Prince, and Rashetti.
It says on the next page.
Yeah, on the ship's roster.
Oh, the roster. Yeah.
It's unfortunately kind of randomly ordered.
Oh, yeah. I assume O is for Orion.
Yeah.
Rashetti Mutka.
Yeah, Rashetti's in Orion. Oh, they can go to Demko.
Alright, so
you're still going to drink Rainbow Dendrithon, right?
I'm not going to.
He said Rainbow. The Ties are first Klingon. So Rashetti's the only Orion of that list.
Who is?
Rashetti, the communication officer.
Okay.
The other three are half Klingon.
Okay. Okay. So the communication officer looks like he was
on the call.
The whole captain.
Just
you. Yes, sir.
Keep
telling
them
what
they call.
You idiot. Fix it.
Fix it yourself. Goddamn developer.
Stop working on Saturdays. Yeah.
All right, so there's going to be a night dinner for Clayton. Is there all guests? Well, I guess the main scientist and the captain and the first mate. Yeah. And they bring the rest of the whatever remains.
Ah. Cause Ty Ross is a Klingon human fusion.
All the Ties are.
Really?
Yeah, so the top three are Klingon human fusions and the one that they had the ship plans on was communications officer.
Yeah, he's all right.
Yep. He's primary suspect right now.
Is he?
He's only 15% on this. Yeah, but now we've got additional evidence that changes the percentages. We'll just turn the table upside down.
Okay.
Now he's 34%.
So,
wow, those complex security algorithms. I knew I should have gone into intelligence.
Exactly.
Look at the numbers.
Yeah, 6%.
Double.
Okay, so some Klingon security guard leads you over to the main dining hall. And when you get there, they're like, the group of Klingon work sitting down. There is Commander Klingon. The military governor and his couple of aides. There is Captain Cargon, who is one of the squadron commanders.
What are you doing with
him? One
man. And his two captains, other captains. And there is Admiral Koloff from the House of Jorah in his aide. There's Dave Orko.
Oh, nice.
Oh, fuck, he knows us.
Who?
Or recognize me.
Who is it?
Orko.
Who's that?
The guy who had blue and almost blood in jail. Well, you'll have to kill him and the Admiral and earn big points, you know, with the Federation.
So I wouldn't recognize him, right?
We met him before.
You
right?
talked to him on the screen.
Hmm.
Yeah.
We met him before that, right?
And we also met him before that.
Mm-hmm.
He gets around.
Of course.
Not anymore.
Reoccurring villains always get around.
No, not anymore. This is the last
episode. It's about because it's stepping on. Adventure.
So. Okay.
There's a cat.
So who is it?
Looks familiar.
Wait,
yeah.
Just
give me relative.
That's no cat.
The space station.
That's all right.
But he's kind of friendly with us.
Who's
an actually villain?
He's
He was a Klingon.
He was a Klingon.
How's it doing?
They're off. Okay, this wasn't the one I was thinking about. The one that got to cooperate with us.
So, anyways, you get introduced. Unless you do something now.
Are we there?
Yes.
Do we have any idea who this... We know this guy...
Probably.
Has seen
all of them. Although you're a clan now.
We know this guy has seen all of us. Is that right?
Yeah.
Do we know his name?
Vorkal.
Can I switch my sidearm to disintegrate?
My traditional house clean!
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I was playing the bluster myself.
Bluster to disintegrate. How are you going to work it in, though?
I'm sure Dave's got a plan.
It's unknown yet.
He's going to play it by ear, but he's ready now.
Well, I know I don't want to stun him.
Then he just wakes up. Where are we located? I mean, these guys have been introduced. We were like,
In what order are we introduced? Or in what order do we see them?
Yes, nice if we had a few seconds here.
So it's going to be the captain, the first mate, and Shannon, the assistant, and then you two.
Was it somewhere in line, receiving line?
So Clinton said, so this is some sort of,
what is this dinner for?
Just a
social dinner.
Social dinner.
Fancy.
Not really fancy, but it's just sort of meat.
Food and burritos.
I've got a suggestion, but
you're a guest of Clint Connor, Commander Klingon, so you want to see meat.
Am I standing next to Coop?
Probably behind him.
Yeah.
I'd say.
Give me the word.
I say. Does that one know you? He's looking strangely at you.
Yeah.
Are you supposed to use your mind reading power, fool? Hey, where are they sitting down behind a table? Is that right?
Well, they stand up when I go to, and you're supposed to be introduced. So you know, Captain Mahoney. Yeah. It's so good of you to
cover your mind.
You
anyway.
That's right. To come and join us.
So how am I supposed to?
I just asked you. That one's looking at your face like if you know it.
You know, let me introduce you to blah 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 blah. They're saying that.
Does the Klingon introduce?
I'm not there. Damn
he's introducing the other Klingon.
It's the head Klingon who's the Verkash or whatever his name
no,
is?
No,
it's just
a
lieutenant.
It's a little tiny peon. See, you know.
Does he show a flash of recognition?
Oh. He raises one eyebrow.
Make a search perceptional.
That time.
Yeah.
Shouldn't that be only for searching?
I'll also look since Dave was.
There is no real, perception skill. So I made it search perception.
Can I roll that also?
So it's perception?
Sure.
Are you making search perception? I mean, perception is a specialty of search?
Yes, that's right.
That's what I meant.
Well, who knows? I don't have search, so it doesn't matter. But perception, die, is that the perception of whatever is added to your hint when you do your roll.
Right, for number nine.
Okay,
for number
nine. I don't know. I always thought that he was telling you can use your perception die. Apparently it's a
five. I certainly recognize him.
That's true.
Well, it's probably... Alright.
He does seem to stir a bit of Shannon. Okay. But he doesn't actually,
He would know Shannon more better than the rest of us. Probably.
Well,
but he's not like smiling or anything like that, or frowning or anything. Looking intently at Shannon.
Twin brother,
Nah, that one's old and new.
Yeah, but it's okay.
For sure.
No, actually.
Every campaign.
Of
Clancy was my genetic father.
Illegal clone.
What the hell are you doing to that cat?
He's proffering an architect.
You still taking the anti-cat medicine?
So, not a real captain.
You still live in captain. I know, I just didn't think you
lived
in
captain. Do you have anything, your real
name? I was
choosing Christopher Evans, which is my real last name. It's not my real first name. It's my nickname.
All right. Christopher Evans and whatever. Blah, blah, blah. And then our two Klingons, Bard and Bark.
You're Ark and he's Bark. We don't rhyme.
We don't rhyme. Oh,
so you're not really partners.
Bark and crab. He's not really making light of our names, is he? Whoever's introducing
the Palindrome brother.
The captain is not making light of our names.
You want to be
okay.
So, yeah, y'all sit down.
Let's wait for later.
Can't let him be alone.
Strangely enough, yeah, you're sitting off to the workhouse.
Strange chat.
Small talk.
So, Mr. Evans.
You know, reoccurring villains make it really hard to go into disguise.
Yeah, it does.
Well, you weren't actually using disguises.
Well, infiltration.
That's true.
So, Mr. Vorkoff.
So, what brings you to this corner of ours?
Hard to believe. We're worried you might cheat us with the genetics that you're trying to pass over, and I'm going to check them and make sure they're okay.
Oh, of course.
I answer him in Klingon, by the by.
Okay.
Aha!
That's what we'll forget.
I smile
down.
What's that?
Oh,
my Klingon would be very good because I have language ability, which gives me an extra wild die.
Sure.
What did you say? Federation?
No.
He's speaking to me in Federation standard. I'm speaking to him in very good Klingon.
Everyone else
is all Klingon. Well, Klingon's not
even
representative.
Yeah.
Idiot. That's for weak-minded people.
Yeah. Weak-minded fools.
That's right. Klingon's the only true language.
Why Federation mind tricks won't work on me.
You know, you haven't read Shakespeare, so you've read it in the original Klingon.
That's right, I hear that.
God, I saw a book in the bookstore, which was Hamlet and the original Klingon. Klingon and then English.
I believe it was called, very cunningly, the Klingon Hamlet.
Yeah, my God.
Really?
Yes.
Can I
yes.
tell that?
Yes, it's sold a lot.
Oh, man.
Fucking a book?
So do your Klingons make small talk, or do you not waste such time?
We don't know about anything.
How is the weather? Very good.
Angry.
The weather is angry.
We'll need something in translation. What do you know about the genetics work you're doing here?
I'm glad I'm not doing it.
Is there someone else here at this table who does?
Is Sheila Jones there?
Yes.
Okay.
Are we on the Klingon ship?
She's the mother of Partridge's
base.
Okay.
When anybody stands up to like wander away from the table or from the bathroom or anything, I'll wander with them by muscle.
One of these people.
Yeah.
Okay.
One of the people from our side.
Sure.
Okay. You know for sure who Jones is, right? Who did Marrow 9? Who read Marrow 9?
Oh, I did, yeah.
Yeah, she's the human leader that's still there that's cooperating.
Oh, yeah.
She's at your table.
Still the peasant.
Would you be interested in trading places with her?
No, I think you're pretty interesting.
Of course.
You say, but I don't think you're interesting.
Come on.
I'm sure we could have an entirely one-sided talk here.
Have you ever been to
the Starship Federation?
This particular planet?
there any reason that just says Genesis would have been in that set? Which one's he asking about?
It's like the last one
we've been. The one we got captured on?
Sure.
That one?
So, I think we're passing on. There's some genetic stuff possible.
I've never been there. About it. Something about you Klingons doing genetic experiments there. God knows why. What do you know about it? It was an intriguing article.
Oh, there was a... There was just some old Klingon.
But what about the genetics, man?
There was nothing important.
Nothing important or nothing you understood?
Nothing important.
I see.
So, I did meet someone there.
Can I use receptive empathy on him to see what kind of game he's playing?
Sure.
What's he up to?
You did meet someone who...
Yeah, so, but I did meet someone who reminds me a lot of you. Perhaps you have a brother.
Perhaps I do. Is it any of your business? Perhaps I have a sister, too.
Perhaps.
What do you got with wrong? My sister? 27
about
my
sister. Cab 7. More of you. Okay. Anything else?
Oh, my purpose is
accomplished.
Cassia.
Yeah.
I was wondering if you had a brother named Clancy.
That's quite possible. I'll try to let Shannon know that.
Oh, but you do not know?
I'll try to let Shannon know.
Father just thinks
this is funny, so, you know, string him along.
So how are you going to let me know this when I'm sitting here talking to him?
All right, make a projection of someone to think.
Voice in the eyes!
Oh, good roll.
Good roll.
That was not a fumble.
No, that was a four.
Now you're going to get
it. You get a little buff. What the?
Perhaps I do.
Well, he's obviously the black sheep of the family. And we wouldn't talk about him if I had one.
Just the gawk.
To encourage him to wander in your direction.
Don't dip it. Whatever you do, don't dip the gawk. Everyone knows that. Such a faux pas.
Nothing wrong with dipping the gawk.
Try to scare the gawk. Okay.
Okay, let's see. So is there anything you guys
want
to try to find out?
I want to know, when people leave the table, I may either shoot them or escort them and ask them questions.
Can I let me know when that happens?
Can I tell them more specifically what I would have told them?
Sure.
Basically, don't forget that what we're looking for was the information on the ship. We want to find out, if we can, who the traitor was. Mm-hmm. And the third thing is we basically want to find out what happened to the crew.
Right.
And then we don't have to do anything per se. We just get as much information as we can and get back safely.
I want to see if we can get a fork or something.
I'm going to try and ask questions about the genetics.
You're going to be in front of me from inside cage.
Yeah, some people get up.
Did you shoot any of them?
Eight.
Well, I don't know. Which ones?
Like, first mate. What the hell are you following?
Can't you get closer?
Yep.
All right.
Klingon outposts are dangerous.
Okay. So we can use it for the weapon.
I'll ask him if he wants any of those dead yet.
Not yet. If they...
Yeah, probably no time soon, because there's 10 Klingon battleships floating around.
Let's just say, let's not start a fight unless they start shooting first. Very hard to get out. Alright, so what'd you get, Donald?
Eight.
You need to have more initiative and discipline and openness there.
I mean discipline. Following exactly our orders and instructions.
I tell the first mate there's something weird about that, like that going on.
Could I be doing otherwise?
No, I'm not doing otherwise. I heard his name.
Not worried about that. I'm worried about discipline.
I better be getting discipline.
Weird as in... This seems like a normal Klingon.
I think you got openness.
Oh, no,
you have to be a Klingon to understand.
Alright, keep an eye on him. Alright,
I want to get as much information as I can at the Darren table about the genetic work they're doing, even if I have to really talk across people.
Okay. Dr. Jones says that this is all, some...
What are you doing with short round, Dr. Jones?
Some what?
Some new grains and, some of their vegetables.
Oh, can I read about your new laptop?
Just more resistance trees. Useful for some of the less habitable worlds.
Oh, that's of interest.
This is Dr. Jones.
Yeah.
Yes.
Dr. Jones, where is the diary?
I try to turn into doing genetic manipulation of people for those less habitable worlds, too, and what they considered in that. Level.
You're all fighting.
Oh, right.
Oh, well, it's,
You
tell me you didn't bring it to me.
We should
have been Fox Brothers.
Worked a bit on, mostly they were working on scanners. Well, they haven't, that's not really their specialty. They don't really have work. Mostly doing things like trying to make people more confused.
They talk about how it was always hard to do that type of work in the Federation because they frowned upon using human subjects, and I presume that's easier out here.
Why? Clean up off the not ready.
Even for their advantage? For House Giraffe.
Actually, yeah, House Giraffe is a good one.
Open minded.
But they've only recently taken the subject.
The cell cell research.
quickly.
I give your email address so we can exchange information later.
Okay. So Klingmar is going to get tunnel with Tor later.
All around.
I'm going to be really sore after this.
Can't sit down, sir.
So pretty much the rest of the dinner goes well without me. They don't really talk about much about anything. But
meanwhile,
back to the ship. You guys do anything?
Oh, bug the whole
take
ship.
Over the ship.
No.
Bug the whole ship.
Pretty much come close to accomplishing everything that's in our mission parameters.
Yeah, we haven't gotten the information on the secret logs that are hidden somewhere on the ship.
You haven't. I already got a book on my tricorder, man.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Well, you're upstairs there. You're up
there. It's already on the tricorder, and so I don't want to not lose it. So.
Wow, we should just head home.
That's my plan.
Because we know
make the waves.
Let's rescue the...
The main thing is, don't want to rescue the prisoners.
We know where the prisoners
are. Even the special agent is basically what I have is the name of the engineer who recognized Orion. And basically, that'll be, be able to, contact Federation people will be able to tell just going to contact him later to verify that he was actually this guy and verify who the double agent was, stuff like that. And if he was, and working for the Richmond people, then the Federation Intelligence can take down the Richmond Enterprises piece by piece and get whatever information they need to get the green teeth.
Well, if we,
I just want to give them enough for a good search.
All right. So we think the double agent is in Orion.
Yeah.
Well, okay. That's the spontaneous assumption we've come to based on one clue.
So, well, if we want to exceed our mission parameters, the Orion's in favor. Maybe we can find it.
I have no urge to. Exceed our mission parameters.
No, I
made two of my
following the mission parameters is not negative initiative. Unless for some reason.
What the hell? Don't go in the neutral zone. Negative initiative.
That wasn't the mission parameters.
That was not the mission.
I was avoiding the mission entirely.
Yeah. I wasn't assigned a mission. I mean, I did the mission I was assigned.
Right. You're confusing, you know, what Britain and Starfleet and then like, the TV show, which is what you get the points for.
Okay. You're not doing the TV show, buddy.
We are doing the TV show today.
Yeah.
No, Eric isn't following TV show initiative at the moment.
Well, he hasn't even found the...
This is fine with me. Hey, I'm here.
He doesn't even know there are prisoners here.
Don't have any information to do anything on yet.
And as far as he's concerned, he better not turn up.
Yeah, hope they don't come. If the prisoners are here, then we're in trouble.
Don't you guys
have to do something.
Don't you guys shut up?
Just shut up. That's why I'm trying to get a tour, so we can see somebody.
Yeah, thanks.
Hey, I know you.
Yep. Okay, so, you know, afterwards, so the next morning,
when are you
going with Dr. Jones?
When I get home, I write my journal entry for the night.
Meanwhile, Donald gets a tour of the headquarters facility. So what kind of information are you trying to get? Anything in particular?